going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe, I'm getting a feeling like you're in a mood today, man. What you're doing musically, man. Sometimes music tells our mood. And if I analyze this, you're kind of in a funky mood today, man. You know? If you start dancing over there, you know me. Ask Ed. I will sneaky video you and post it.
That's not happening.
I will sneak video you and post that bad boy.
You won't even sneak it.
Yeah, it musically, it sounds like he's in a mood today, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Joe feeling frisky today. 410-583-1057, that's the number. We want to hear from you. You are Eric DaCosta. The clock is ticking in round one. What do you do? Ed Norris, what do you do?
Well, I like them to stay where they are because they do very well with draft picks. They don't have to give up any draft picks. Stay where they are because there may be some people back there that they can find. I hope he fills a need. That's all I want to do is fill a need. Either one is, you know, Josh Simmons from Ohio State or Donovan Jackson, both from Ohio State. One's a tackle, one will probably be a guard in the NFL. They have needs for both. So in the left guard, obviously, is a vacancy. We need that filled. And they should be available. So I hope he does that. If not, I'd love to see him get Amunwori from South Carolina.
I'm going to play along. Just looking at what I think is going to be there. With pick number 27, the Baltimore Ravens select Malachi Starks, safety, yeah. University of Georgia. That's what I'm going with. Yep. That's what I'm going with. I don't think my guy, just because I'm not lucky enough for Nick to be available to the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Vikings, who have the 24th pick, if they don't make any moves, they need a safety. I think they will get him. Somebody else needs a safety I can't think of right now. Don't Tampa Bay Buccaneers need a safety? Safety or corner?
I think it's corner.
Corner, okay. Now. They may need a corner.
Yeah.
I just think with I think the Vikings, if the Vikings don't make any move, they get him. Now, if the Vikings make a move, Ed, then he may fall. But I think other than that, I'm going right now with Malachi Starks out of Georgia. And I always say this. Well, I don't always say this. For recently, I say this. You have a Georgia defender, you're good to go.
Absolutely. Look at the Eagles.
You're good to go, man. Georgia defenders, when you get here, yeah. You look at Starks and say, Starks, we need more like you. Those Georgia defenders, man, are no jokes. Kirby Smart's brings in some defenders. Yeah. All these guys get drafted, so I don't mind that. You're talking about Donovan Jackson, though. If we don't pick him up, I think the Detroit Lions scoop him up. I don't think he goes before us, though. Maybe the Lions get him. Kansas City needs offensive linemen, I think.
Lions have a great offensive line, though. I mean, they'd like to keep it that way, I'm sure. But I've seen people, you know, have him mocked up for that. But they have a good offensive line.
Did they lose anybody?
They may have.
I think they lost a player, too. And you're right, though. They do have a great line. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from their running backs or their quarterback, but they're back there making sandwiches sometime. Seriously. Yeah. Goff is back there making sandwiches sometime.
But I do think that you excuse me, talk about the Bucs. Back to them for a second. They definitely need corners. So that's, most sites I see, as we talked about, have them picking a cornerback.
I knew they needed a DB. I didn't remember what was corner or safety.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. People ask me, do you think EDC trades? The Ravens are not picking before pick number 27. Meaning if Eric DaCosta trades, Ed, he trades backwards, not forwards.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think they'll stand pat. If they don't, I can see them, trading back. Because who do we see that is so valuable or so coveted by the Ravens that they're willing to give up some draft picks, which they really covet? I don't see it, because it's not like there's this glaring need. Like, we have nobody, we have nobody at this position. Our tight end room is empty, or pick a position. And they see, they get Warren from Penn State or something. No, we don't have that issue. So I just think they're going to take the best player available when it comes down to them. It'll probably be around midnight.
I'll spot a player, hypothetically speaking. If the Ravens move up, and this is going to take tremendous draft capital because it's going to take top 15 pick. If they move up, it's because they covered a guy like Mykel Williams. Again, another Georgia guy.
Yeah.
Mykel Williams will go top 15 pick because they don't believe in the future of their edge rushers. You have aging edge rushers, and you have an edge rusher who's in the final year of his contract you may not want to pay. Mm-hmm. So the only way I see them moving up is a future investment in getting a guy like Mykel Williams. And the reason why I spot him, because I don't think they'll move up. Well, not only that, I don't think they'll move up top 10 for his teammate, Jalen Walker. He's going to be top 10 pick. I don't think they'll move up, definitely don't think they'll move up top 10 to go get a guy like Abdul Carter. The draft capital that it takes to move up that high is just too much.
Abdul Carter, he's predicted to go really high.
Yeah, he's top 3 pick. Yeah. So I think a guy that's sustainable, a guy that's reachable for them is more of a top 15 guy like Mykel Williams because it's not as much draft capital.
Mykel Williams may go high too.
You think so?
Yeah, just because edge rushes are so important now, and he's one of the best.
I
can see him going.
I'm like you. I go mock draft. I don't pretend that I watch college football all the time, but I don't pretend that I'm a draft expert.
Right, because we don't watch college film.
Right, I don't watch film.
Sit down like the scouts do and just watch these guys in depth. Look at the technique, look at this, look at that, and then see all the games they've played, not just the ones that have been on television.
And going by the mocks, many people have him going to the 49ers at pick number 11.
Who, Williams?
Yeah, Williams, Mykel Williams. So that's why I say top 15.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Well,
that's the only position.
Excited.
That's the only position I see the Ravens moving up on. I want to be watching the draft from Nats Park.
Are you really?
I got to drive down there. I ain't driving. Uber. I got to get down there and I got to leave tonight with the Orioles for Detroit. So I had to meet
cool.
I had to meet them there. Yeah. I said I have to. I get to.
You flying out tonight?
I'm flying out tonight with them to Detroit.
Okay. Cool.
You have to get there a day before the game.
Right.
Right.
Travel day.
Right. So I could have either got a plane on my own where I had to go to the airport, through the airport, or go down with them and fly with them. Right. I choose B.
I choose B.
410-583-1057. That's the number. We want to hear from you. You get to play general manager. The clock is ticking. Pick number 27. Who do you get? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
8:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Ed Norris, I had to be inclusive. I had to go over to Mix 106. And asked them to give me a pick. They said Daniel Jackson. So I searched, and there actually is a Daniel Jackson, a 5'11 wide receiver out of Minnesota, but he's projected to be a priority free agent. And I went over to 101.9 FM, and they gave me the name of Sean Williams. There is no such Sean Williams in this year's draft, according to Google. Google said, what? Google's like, yo, man, come on, stop playing. Let's go out to Brandon in East Baltimore. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Brandon's over East. What's up, man? What's on your mind? Pick number 27. Who you go?
I'm staying with the safety, Malachi Starks. If one of the best offensive linemen, whether it's a guard or a tackle, isn't there, I'm going to stay with the safety.
But you like also, Malachi. All right.
Yeah, I like him. I'm going to pair him up in the future with Kyle. In the back end of the draft, I'm going to trade some of them picks maybe to move up second, third round. Some really good depth there as far as offensive linemen. And lastly, just giving a shout-out to Sagano last night. The way he gave up those three runs in the first inning and to come back and compete and battle.
He showed me some grit.
Last night.
He showed some grit. He showed some grit.
That was really good to see. So I listen to you guys off air. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a lot, Brent. I agree. He shows some grit, but he likes the Malachi Stark pick as well. Trey and Joppa with the 27th pick overall. Who are you with?
First of all, we have a trade.
Okay.
We have a trade.
All right, we got a trade. Trade of the day. Go ahead.
I'm going out on a limb, and we're trading up for either Jalen Walker or Mike Green. We're going out on a limb. We're going to do something different. Get away from the status quo. I think we a game changer away. And guess what?
Trey, can I tell you something, Trey?
Go ahead.
I got word that Green, who I love, might be black dotted by the Ravens.
I would bet money that
for
he
some
is.
Off the field character issues.
Yeah,
I'm not doubting it. I'm just trying to think
because I like him too, Trey. That's my guy. I like him. He's my number two pass rusher behind Abdul Carter.
Yep. And I'm even willing to throw in Mark Andrews. I'm even willing to throw in Mark Andrews.
you just want somebody. Appreciate that, man. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Look, man, the first thing I want to do is trade out of that pick. I like Malachi Starks, but I don't think he's going to be there, Rob. Somebody's going to get that kid. He can play. And if they don't get him, I can see us getting him. But you got two guys like Kevin Winston. He missed some time last year, but I watched him against Ohio State.
Yeah.
He can play, and you can get him for a value pick. So that's a good safety to have. And like the guy before me said, I like to use some of them comp picks because that's what we best at. Eric McCossack, they know how to use them comp picks, and that's where the value at, in my opinion.
Well, they messed up when they let them trade comp picks, Ed. They messed up.
Yeah.
You'll give me a comp pick, and I don't have to keep it? All right. Yeah. They messed up. Our man Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Wow. Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much, man.
Good hearing you guys. You know, they better not get a safety. I know that much. I'm tired of the safety. This experiment is getting quite annoying, man. You got some defensive tackles there that might be there. You got Walter Nolan from Ole Miss might be there. Grant might be there.
I like him. Ole Miss kid.
Yeah, I do too. You got Grant, you know what I'm saying, from Michigan. And then don't forget the kid from Toledo, Alexander, whatever his name is. And then you got those four picks, the 27, 34. Man, listen, this is what you do. You take Andrews, you take those two, four picks you got, and then in a first, in next year's draft, and you get the Patriots a call and you see if you can get that corner that I wanted that we didn't get over Flowers last year. That's what I make a move for because we need another corner. I don't like the kid Wiggins. Sorry, that was a reach, and that's basically it. And then if you can, you know, you got two sixes. Why not maybe give the Jets a call and see if you get the kid that just came back from the surgery? Because I like them, and that's who I wanted the Ravens to get.
I don't think they're going to be two sixes for that, though, Brian. But I like your other moves, though. I do. Let's go to Eldersburg and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? I want to try to change your mind real quick about moving up instead of staying where we are. I think the Ravens should move up into the top 10. The reason why I think they should do that is because, one, they have the draft capital with one of the most picks. If they do that, they're probably not just going to get a great player. They're probably going to get a Hall of Fame player because that's what the Ravens draft when they're drafting the top 10 in the first. And I think they should probably give up something like this year's first, next year's first, this year's second, and next year's second to do that. And if anybody's out there saying that's probably too much to move up for one of those players in that position – just remember, Eric DaCosta and Ozzy, since 2012, when it comes to a second-round pick, the best player they've drafted is Torrey Smith, who's an above-average wide receiver at best. So whoever we have picked this year for second and next year second-round pick.
You don't think Ray Rice was a good second-round pick?
It didn't really turn out to be a great pick.
It was a great pick. Just because of how it ended? Are you kidding me? He's one of the best running backs in the league.
Somebody is how it ended, how their career went.
But you can't, you can't go by how it ended, what he was.
So
when
was
O.J.
Simpson not a great running back?
Exactly. I disagree with that. I mean, you can talk about how it ended. You can give me character and all those things. But to say Ray Rice was a great pick.
Other than Jamal Lewis, he's probably the best we ever had. You could argue Priest Holmes, but he actually blossomed later. I just think he's the best running back we've had.
He was a three-time Pro Bowler when Pro Bowls mattered. He had four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Mm-hmm. Even with the way it ended with averaging 3.1 yards a carry, he averaged 4.3 for his career. Ah, man, that was a great pick. For a second rounder? I disagree with that. Let's go to Money Man in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Man, good morning. Good morning, man. How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. Good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. The boss ain't around, so I could jump on the phone line real quick, man. Man. So, listen, this is what I'm going to do, man, at 27, right? If I can remember, and y'all could quote me if I'm wrong, Eric DaCosta or Harbaugh, one of them said, man, that if the season started today, man, we could start with our team that we got and compete, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, with the first pick, I'm going best available pass rusher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to call up Al Mann, who delivered us Lamar Jackson. If I'm wrong, it was Philly, right? They GM up in Philly. We traded back in the first round and got Lamar, right?
Yes.
I'm going to call him up again, and I'm going to give him out this year's second, this year's third, and I'm trading back to the first round, and I'm trading to get best available pass rusher, cornerback, or safety. And for anybody that's out there that's thinking that's crazy, really I would go pass rusher because we were having for 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. We would put absolutely nothing but heat on the defensive line.
Hey, Money Man. Money Man, you got to stop playing Madden, bro.
Who, me? Nah, I'm serious.
I think you are serious. I'm not questioning whether or not you're serious. I'm just saying you got to stop playing Madden, bro. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Nah, man, I feel like I'm under the weather a little bit, but I'll be all right. Yeah, the other day I said Malachi Starks, right? But I changed my mind because I see the Dolphins, they picking ahead of us for real, and I think they're going to try to get a safety. But I'm tired of all these fans keep talking about pass rusher, man. Like, we ain't getting no good pass rusher at 27, so I ain't going to lie. I'm going to switch it up, man. Let's go ahead and get Luther Burton in here. Like, hey. More firepower. Remember that year when we drafted Zay Flowers and we signed it Odell? Mm-hmm. Who else Lamar wanted? D-Hop. So now we got D-Hop. Let's add somebody else. Because, like, to be honest with you, we don't know what Bateman going to do. I ain't saying that he going to be trash. I'm just saying, like, if he go off again this year, we don't know what Bateman might
do. Man, leave Bateman alone. Bateman legit. You just don't want to believe in Bateman, man. What'd he do to you?
No, bro, I'm saying, like, say if he, like, because, you know, he basically got, like, a bargain deal last year. So if he go off again this year – I don't know how we're going to be able to, like, I mean, I guess we can.
He's under contract. Yeah, he's under contract. He can go off all he wants. He got to, next year's not the end of the contract.
We need depth, though. That's the problem. And then for that other, the other caller that said we don't need a safety, come on, bro. Like, God forbid, if Kyle Hamilton go down, who else we got? We ain't got nobody.
Forget about if Kyle Hamilton goes down. You got to have somebody with Kyle Hamilton. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You need one anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you know, I got a meeting with EDC later on, so he's going to let me know, like, the three players we're going to choose. So, you know. Oh, hey, Rob, real quick, Rob. Rashawn, man, he lied to you too earlier, man. You know, we was on a four-way call with Eric DaCosta and Jerry Jones. We trying to see if we can get Mark Andrews from Michael Parsons. I don't know if it can happen, though. Maybe I'm just playing Madden like the other.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Man,
you play, you and Trippy, you in a forced trade mode in Madden, too.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.